fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news in the studio with my sidekick, Danny Dugan.
Danny O'Dugan to you, Dr. Bob. All right, then.
Glad to be back, man. I've kind of been MIA lately. Had some serious dental work. The tinnitus is fading. Got to practice with the Mendelsohn boys today for an upcoming GRN benefit.
The 22nd of April at Dick's. Guys?
Yeah, the good old monkeys.
The Mendelsohn brothers.
They're in, yes, at their retreat right there on Duncan Avenue, right off of High Street. That's where the monkeys have retreated to.
Uh-huh.
The monkeys retreat boys. Anyway, so.
Another hard rock sort of heavy metal song?
We're just, you know how. No. Rosie doesn't want to do War Pigs again, and I don't want to deal with the issues with the guitar player.
And we don't want to endorse War Pigs
his
either.
His habits. That's right.
No matter what they say about Joe Biden.
Well, we'll get to talking about Joe Biden very shortly. But right now, I think we were going to talk a little bit about the new Columbus Free Press, who are very important to the existence of two radio stations in Columbus and the most progressive newspaper in its 50th year. So.
And the stations we're talking about, of course, WGRN you're listening to, 94.1.
That's right.
And WCRS FM at 92.7 and 98.3.
Woohoo.
All right.
So what you got on the cover of this new Columbus Free Press is socialist madness in the vein of reefer madness.
Socialist madness is killing my country.
The socialists are coming. The socialists are coming. They've been here since y'all had libraries and and roads.
And
you know,
parks.
And military.
You've
and
socialized
cops and firemen.
That land and put trees on it.
There you go. So the intent of this issue was to point out there's no reason to get excited. Or there is reason to get excited, but in a different direction, maybe.
Said the Joker to the thief.
Oh, he.
Quite business literally.
Businessman Drew Wayne. Yeah, indeed. So, and in the center article, you talk about Bernie Sanders' elections, but then down to the very specifics in health care and parental leave and paid parental leave. And
yeah, most of the democracies, longstanding democracies in the world long ago, went to universal health care.
Right.
Right. The Germans pioneered it in the 1880s under the conservative Otto von Bismarck.
Ah, the Iron Chancellor.
The Iron Chancellor, in order to cut into the favorability ratings of the Socialist Party, said, fine, anyone who's employed by a company
That's
will have
right.
health care.
Right, right.
And the Canadians were one of the last to get it, and that was in the early 60s.
And they're still way ahead of us when it comes to
They are. They have... So they didn't socialize medicine. The doctors are private. The hospital's private. What they socialized was insurance.
There you go.
Is they took the profit out of that, and everyone, the government would pay for it. And it's some of the cheapest in the world because they don't have to pay that 20-25% administrative insurance profit cut.
Absolutely. It's big business, and of course, they don't want to give it up. That's why these companies are backing Biden as opposed to Bernie and those radicals like Liz Warren, who is no longer even running, which saddens me a bit, quite a bit. But anyway.
And that's that socialist madness. Poor people who are sick being treated even though they're poor and don't have money.
Wow.
It becomes then a human right.
Which
Mr.
happens
Dugan?
Anyway. What? That's well, I don't understand why people don't understand that, that they're paying for it in a different fashion.
And it costs more. Like
absolutely.
When you turn away an uninsured person, a poor person, the 8.7 million Americans with no health care, they use the age-old strategy. They wait till they get really, really sick and then go to the emergency room, which costs far more if you just treat them preventively with a family physician.
That would make sense.
And then we got the coronavirus looming.
Don't drink Corona.
But if we think
that's
about
nothing
it,
to do with it, you know.
Right? Most healthcare workers. New study came out, 40% of the people in the restaurant business, the workers in the restaurant business, have no healthcare.
Right. Yeah.
And we've got a pandemic.
I've worked with a lot of those people.
Yeah. We've got a pandemic looming.
Right.
What are they going to do when they begin to be sick? Go and be tested?
Yeah.
Or stay in work till they can't really work anymore?
And our lovely leader put Skeletor in charge there, Mike Pence, who's slowly moving to get test kits and says within a few weeks we'll be able to test it everywhere in the United States. So by then, it could be in nearly every state instead of the three or four right now. But isn't it basically not fatal unless you're old and or infirmed? So,
well, they're
saying, I'm not saying like Rush Limbaugh did that it's just a common cold, but is there a bit of panic going
well,
on?
Here's what is causing people to panic. Number one, it has a high degree of contagion. That is, it's spread really easily.
Right.
And the other thing is the reports are that the death rate from it is 10 times that of the normal flu.
Okay.
So it really has about
I knew it was a higher rate. So.
Right. But you're right. A lot of the early results indicate people, in their
70, 60s 80.
Are over, are the ones primarily dying from.
We're in our 60s.
We're right on the borderline.
Look out. But the older they got, the higher the mortality rate. And I'm not saying that you wouldn't be put out and laid up, but I'm just saying.
80% of it, it's like any other virus, the flu. The two things we're afraid of is how many people are going to get it.
Yeah,
is it going to overwhelm the system? And the fact that it's death rate is 10 times that of the normal flu.
And as we just discussed, the system is overwrought anyway.
We're totally unprepared. And already you're getting complaints. Some people that were isolated, not by choice. There was a father and daughter team that were put into isolation out in California. And then it turned out once they didn't have the virus, it was a precaution. And then they got a bill when they got home.
Of course.
Right, they did that.
Of course.
That's the American way. Yeah, somebody's got to make money off a pandemic, Mr. Dugan.
Okay, well, speaking of making money, one of the biggest money-making events in Columbus, Ohio, is the Arnold, right?
And right.
A buddy of yours is involved, right? The guy that runs it, correct? You know that fella, and I'm wondering—
Mr. Lorimer?
If you think you'll get a chance to speak to him, because he must be a little upset. They canceled everything but the finals not canceled the event, but they're not going to have crowds for the only thing is the finals. That's
well, they actually changed their mind late yesterday, and now they're going to let crowds in and let the competition go on. They're going to cancel the expo now.
Now I'm confused.
The trade show.
The trade show associated with
the trade show is what they're canceling.
Yes,
I thought they were canceling the events, or crowds at events.
They were. They had this big press conference.
Okay,
and Mayor Ginther was there, and the governor was there, and they announced the competitions would be cut back, the bodybuilding, etc., would go on, but there would be no spectators.
Yeah, right. That's what I was.
And then they
say.
Changed their mind and said. There
no,
can be spectators, and there'll be more competitions. There just won't be an expo.
It is kind of an exhibitionist event. I mean, you know, you can keep score when people aren't around, but, you know, it's, and that's...
Well, I mean, I'm
trying to get... The crowd reaction's big, isn't it?
Right. Well, I think it's big, but what's bigger is the amount of synthesized testosterone you can get at the expo.
Dude, I could use some.
Dude, little IV testosterone?
Sure, why not? So, again...
Give me the full Weinstein.
The... You're listening to The Other Side of the News on WGRN.
Indeed.
And I'm Dan Dugan, and Dr. Bob Fitrakis is the host of this fine show. And you also discuss Somalis and their voting, their difficulty in being able to vote here in Columbus, Ohio, in your Bob Bites Back column.
Yeah, during early voting on Morris Road there at the Board of Election facility. There was a problem. First of all, here's the real problem. The Somalis didn't want to take the sample ballot. The Somalis had
right.
somebody
and the sample ballot was produced by the Democratic Party.
The Democratic Party yeah. endorsed candidates.
Right. Exactly.
Hi, we got more money than anyone
else. I usually ask for it, but if I, you know, yeah, if I didn't want it and someone's yeah. making me take it, that would bother
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it's like my third sample ballot I'll look at, right? You know, anyone that's Green Party, the Stonewall ballot, and then if I'm absolutely desperate for judges, I might look at
the judges.
Mainstream
yeah, that's always
the... Democratic Party ballot.
Yeah. Anybody yeah. that knows judges is a serious wonk or a serious criminal or perhaps an attorney.
An attorney.
A serious attorney. So, yeah, so the story just basically says that it was they refused the...
Well, they told him that they couldn't vote. They show up to vote. Their name's in the book. They show ID. It matches the information in the poll book. And then they say, you have to tell us your address in English.
And there were no translators.
And no translators.
Right.
Although I did call up the hotline and talk to a woman named Terry.
Yes.
And Terry said, oh, of course we have translators.
Yes.
Of course they'll translate the address
right.
for these elder,
and
it was really
right.
first generation elder Somali women that still, you know, their English wasn't very good. And
neither was my Polish nanas, so I can relate. But yeah, I hear you.
So they were targeted. They were sent away because
right.
they couldn't pronounce their address in English, even though the law doesn't say that. And then we were told by the hotline it wasn't the law, so I called up and left a lot of messages. And about an hour later, they walked back the policy, said there'd been a mistake. And here was the weird part. They said, yes, we have translators, but they can only tell you how to work the machine. They can't help translate anything so you can get to vote through the poll book. Can't translate anything at the poll book section where you're cut off, but if you weren't cut off, they could translate for you at the machine, tell you how the machine works. Come on, Dan.
I'm getting a headache.
It's a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Can't
yeah.
help you get the vote and
take
translate
the sample
for
ballot
you.
And just do it.
When you come in and show your ID and you look in the poll book and it matches, can't translate there, you're gone. But had you made it to the machine, we could have told you how to do the push and pray and,
right.
you know, do a touchscreen.
You know, speaking of touchscreens, and we're going to speak quite a bit more about the elections and what happened the
and
other
as
day.
As long as we don't get
stupid
caught up
Tuesday.
In the Me Too movement with the touchscreens.
And not to go back to the coronavirus, but I thought it was an interesting comment when someone said, well, wouldn't a lot of voters be a little, you know, hesitant to want to put their fingers on a screen that had just been touched by...
And
other
perhaps
people, so.
And I'm scared, perhaps sneezed
as if you had a pencil of your own.
But let me say, the first one to
provided,
say.
And paper.
Right.
Nah, we can't do that.
Right. Your own instruments. But there's, you know, Joe Biden is nothing to sneeze at. But somebody could
Ah-choo.
Sneeze.
Achoo.
So, Uncle Joe, who's moving kind of slow.
Yeah, he's not moving slow at all. He seems to be moving very quickly. And 10 states on Tuesday sounds a little fishy, Bob. Massachusetts, Maine, Minnesota? Are you kidding me?
So you were here the other night,
and you guys, John Brakey, an elections specialist, elections protect the vote, and you produced a show with our video engineer Trane DePriest, and it's up at Trust Vote. But I'd like to know what you guys, when you put your heads together, decided went down on Tuesday, or if you've heard anything else on it.
Well,
because Massachusetts, really?
Yeah, the exit polls in Massachusetts, that is how voters said they voted when they left,
right,
don't match the official vote count.
Yes.
For Massachusetts.
And I've heard you say it before, that's your first indication.
Yeah, right. And again, it's the first indication used in foreign elections.
You could say the polls going in, but, you know. That
by the U.S. government. Right. The polls going in have a higher margin of error.
Absolutely.
Because people are saying how they're going to vote, and they might
change
their mind.
Yep.
But when they're leaving and they've already
maybe
voted.
Maybe they saw the cover of the Free Press and they took it seriously. But
those those polls tend to be more accurate. So
okay. The exit polls, yeah. And those were off in Massachusetts.
So what people were saying is they voted different from the unobservable computer-generated vote totals. So the official totals come from computers.
Right.
Which have secret source code in them. We
yes,
don't know.
Secret.
Secret. We don't know who
Super
programmed
secret.
Them.
Super secret, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you take a look, the big difference is that Biden and Bloomberg had much higher shares of the vote than the voters said they gave them as they exited the polls.
Right.
And the ones that they took from were Sanders and Warren, who had about 97,000 less votes than what voters said they had.
Okay. So what conclusion are you drawing, Dr. Bob Fitzgerald?
Well, the conclusion is I would take a close look at the computerized voting machines. And Warren's dropped out.
You're going to tell me that here in the land of the free, the home of the brave, the bastion of democracy, that there's actually vote falsification
in the most important elections on earth? Yes, I'm afraid so. That
amazing
vote rigging is as American as apple pie.
And because it's a primary, they're just practicing for the big one. Is that it?
Well, no, I think in this case they really wanted to note the two people that are missing votes are both heavily progressive.
Yes.
Again, Elizabeth Warren and of course Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So when you look at the situation, I mean, Biden, the exit polls, people leaving, Biden's supposed to have 28.9% of the vote. His official vote count, 33.4.
It's like 5,
4.5% different. That's outside the margin of error.
Right.
So he's picking up about 15.7% more votes than he should, according to the exit polls. But if you take a look, the people leaving are saying that Bernie won, that 30.4% of the voters exiting said they voted for Bernie.
Right.
But his official vote count is 26.7%. So 3.7%. Less.
Does the exit poll include early voters? Do they ever get any of that information? I'm told that was going towards Bernie, but, you know.
The question there, places. Usually there's, it depends on where they are. Usually they sample some of the early exit poll, or those are the first votes that are counted, supposed to be counted. So they try and factor those in. But you're right.
Yeah.
There were early predictions.
Yes, there
so, were. So the people hurt in Massachusetts, the unexpected winner, Biden, which the exit polls showed him coming in second. But close by, Elizabeth Warren, 25.2% of the vote, according to exiting voters.
Right.
But her official vote count was only 21.6.
Okay. So she's knocked down about 4%.
3.6. Bernie's down 3.7. The big winners, of course, Biden picks up 4.5 more votes than expected.
Okay.
And Bloomberg 2.6.
Okay. And then Maine was just extremely close, right? But Bernie's right next door in Vermont. I mean, going in, they didn't expect Elizabeth Warren to win her own state of Massachusetts. They knew Bernie would win Vermont, but he loses Maine. It confuses me. And so have you seen anything?
Haven't looked at the numbers on
irregular
Maine,
there.
But they may have slow counted them. When I was looking yesterday,
up in Maine, they just might. Yeah,
they essentially
down east. You might count them a little faster.
They kept saying when I was looking yesterday, CNN was saying that Bernie won Maine, but they weren't announcing it. So what they were doing is the slow count hand ballots in a lot of the rural section.
Okay.
Looks like that came in late. Looks like it was going towards Bernie, but in the rush to get the story out that Biden's winning all these states. They were calling it on election night.
So you're saying Maine could still be tipped for Bernie, but by then, you know, it looks.
Yeah, I saw yesterday CNN had a map up that was showing Bernie won Maine and Vermont. It's just that their early projections were that, of course, packed journalism, the Russian to say Biden won.
Yeah.
Biden won when reality. Right. There was still a lot of votes that were remaining. And we do have numbers, though, if we can pull them up here. We got another interesting state. If we can pick up one of these hot spots.
Yes.
But another state.
Are you in Minnesota or
I believe
Texas,
there's
perhaps?
Some interesting numbers on South Carolina.
Oh, the big win that everyone says that's how Biden got going in that direction, thanks to the African-American vote, which we do understand is heavy for Biden in the South.
Well, that's the official narrative, right? That
yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Biden, the African-Americans, there were a firewall.
Mm-hmm.
But if we begin to look at the projections of the exit polls.
Right. You're finding that
the exit polls again show Biden
a much closer race.
Yeah, with 44.7 percent, they're giving him 48.4. So they're giving him nearly a 4% increase over how people said that they voted, but they're also taking away Sanders, who officially got 19.9%, in the exit polls gets 21.3%.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that's interesting, Strayer actually has an extra point that seems to have disappeared, and Warren lost a 1.2%. So again, Biden's got nearly 4% more votes than people are saying. And where are they taking away from? Sanders is losing votes, and really, again, Warren. So the progressive vote in the states seems to be out of line with how voters say they're voting. Yeah, it's not that Sanders would have won.
Well, maybe they were just afraid of being harassed by the Bernie brothers.
The Bernie brothers.
So they lied. They said, I voted for Bernie.
Yeah, except
none.
Yeah, well, the reality is there's no real evidence that people lie in elections, that people are generally really proud of their vote.
Know. I realize that. I was I was being a bit facetious, sir.
Okay.
So are there any other states? So the South Carolina, going back to
well, there's
the
a couple the different things.
Before.
In Texas and California, right?
Texas was the other one that surprised
Texas
me.
Was, they made it very difficult for students to vote in Texas.
Right.
They closed a lot of the polls yeah. on campus.
Yeah, Austin.
And moved him far away.
There was a TV feed.
Right.
U of T, and it looked like Kenyon and back in
right,
Ohio.
Right, there was like a seven-hour line. But here's why I'm being positive. In the old days under Lyndon Johnson, those guys would have waited 7 hours and then took an ass-whooping. They would have been beaten, and they wouldn't got to vote. In the new era, just half
by
of them.
Johnson himself?
Well, his thugs. It's Texas, for God's sake.
Right.
You want to vote, boy?
About one of our most effective presidents.
And that's one of the reasons he was effective. You knew if you didn't go along.
Pull punches.
Yeah.
Listen here, you little pickerwood. I got $1 billion in my pocket. And you're going to vote for the Civil Rights Act. Oh, please, Mr. Johnson, let go of my lapels. He liked to physically manhandle some Dixocrats.
That's so they say. That wasn't all. He
Robert Carroll's got all that in his biography of
when
Johnson.
He buttonholed somebody, he literally grabbed him by the lapels and put him up against the wall, right?
But this time, they just made it difficult. They made it very difficult, like Kenyon, you're right, in 2004, for college students who were voting overwhelmingly for Bernie to vote. And then they did the same thing in California.
Right.
Right, is the Democratic Party regular, the Secretary of State, right, the law is that unless you come in as an independent and ask for a crossover Democratic ballot, they won't give you a ballot that has presidential candidates on it. And the poll workers are trained. You can't tell the voter coming in who wants to vote in the Democratic Party to say the magic word, crossover Democratic ballot.
In California, you're saying?
Yes. Yeah, an independent can come in.
Right.
Day of the election.
Lots of voters
and
are
say,
independent.
Yeah, a lot
I've
of
never declared
and
a
lot
party.
Of college students are voting for the first time. Yeah. They're not in a party. But if you want to vote for president, you got to ask for a crossover Democratic ballot.
And if you don't know, you're none the wiser.
And thank God they silenced the poll worker.
All right. Well, there's a few
events. We have 1 minute left.
A few events I want to cover. The Salon at the Hannah Mansion, 1021 East Broad, next Saturday. All you activists come down. It's great. A great time. That would be on Saturday, the 14th.
March
14th. And this weekend, Sunday, March 8th, is International Women's Day. There is an event called Take Up Space at Strongwater Food and Spirits, 401 West Town. Local artists, local folks, and why inclusion and visibility won't free black, queer, and trans people, et cetera, performances. So check those out. There are so many great things going on. Look in your free press. Listen to WGRN, the Green Renaissance. Dr. Bob Fitrekas. There we go. I can pronounce your name.
All right, thank you, Danny Dugan.
Thank you much.
Peace out. Thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Fitrekas.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1 LPFM, The Green Renaissance.